ongoing series in 1 John, and that sermon is God is Love, that famous text from 1 John chapter 4. And more on that tomorrow. Here today, though, this is the last part of this message, sound the trumpets. I invite you out to church here tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We're in the book of Romans. We will be in chapter 4 here this weekend. We roll out the blackboard. It's open for questions and hopefully answers. So I invite you to come by, grab a cup of coffee, worship with us, spend some time in the house of God at Island Community Church tomorrow night. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like what you hear on this program, then you know what to expect. If you're looking for a church home, I invite you to come by. I'd love to meet you. Our church family warmly greet you, and I'd love to see you. Okay, we're looking at 21 judgments in the book of Revelation. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, and then the 7 bowls, or the old King James calls it 7 vials. And that's where we're at. Let's continue with this. If you'd like to get a hold of me, Paul at WGODradio.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And let's move on now. Let's hear the last part of this message. Sound the trumpets.
But as for the Gentile, once this happens, once this number known only to God is hit, that's when the door is shut. And that's when you come into questions like this. Luke 13:23. Someone said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And his answer was, strive to enter in through the narrow gate, because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. It's just like the sign on the outside of the door. Many will try to get in and will not be able. When once the mat, this is Luke 13:25. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, you see, just like it was on Noah's ark. That's Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. For 120 years, he invited people to come in. And the time came when Noah and his 3 sons and the 4 women went into the ark, and then the Bible says, and God shut the door. God shut the door on them. Strive is the Greek word agonizo. Same word used of Jesus Christ, sweating great drops of blood. And it says he agonized in prayer. Is the attitude and the mindset that he wants you to. This is the same chapter, chapter 13, on those where the Tower of Siloam fell on. And those that Pilate mixed their blood with others. And they said, it's not right that these guys are dead. What did Jesus said? He said, unless if you likewise repent, the same thing will happen to you. Same chapter. That's the context of this chapter. Here they said, Lord, are there few who's going to be saved? What's he say? Strive. Don't worry about your neighbor, but you strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door. Now that goes on and on. You can read about it. Another place where the same thing is written is Matthew chapter 25, around verse 12, where you read about the 10 virgins. 5 were ready, 5 weren't. The foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out. Remember, 5 were ready, 5 weren't ready. The wise said, no, lest there should not be enough oil for us and for you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Now, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. It's Matthew 25, verse 10. We've built and established the doctrine here. The door's going to be shut before you think it's going to be. There's going to be loads that want to get in after the door is shut. It's not like heaven is last call. Heaven and the call is now. Which is why he says, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts as they did back in their rebellion. And today is the day of salvation. Am I preaching to the choir here? That's great. Maybe there's someone on the radio that's going to hear me today. Understand, not everyone's going to get into heaven that wants to. Today is the day of salvation. You don't know if you're going to make it home tomorrow. Thank God I'm here to preach again after what happened to me on my way back from New Jersey. Fell asleep 8 times, sound asleep. Hit another car at 80 miles an hour on I-95. Like Steve McQueen in Bullet. You never know when you're going to live and see tomorrow, regardless of when he's coming back. You don't know if you're going to make it home today. Today is the day of salvation. That's the message in this. That's always the message. The thing is, God doesn't start dealing with Israel until he's done with us. That's the message here. And I've showed you the text where in the Bible that it says that. God's not done dealing with Israel, with the nation of Israel. He's going to resume his plan with them once his plan with us is done. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Now let's pick it up here in verse 5. It says, then the angel took his censer, filled it with fire. Okay, the Lord's heard the prayers with the incense. Now he's going to take that same censer and fill it with fire. So the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the 7 angels who had the 7 trumpets prepared themselves to sound. All right, we got 21 judgments, right? We got 3 series of 7s. 7 seals, which we've completed. 7 trumpets upcoming, and 7 bowls coming up soon. Now, let's pick it up here, verse 7, and the start of these trumpets. Verse 7. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. All right, if you're taking notes, first trumpet. A third of the trees and all the green grass. Verse 8, then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain, perhaps a meteor, something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. So, at the second angel, you've got a third of the sea turns to blood. A third of the sea creatures die. A third of the ships destroyed. And all environmentalists will become atheists and go to hell. Read Romans chapter 1. Read about those that worship the creature instead of the creator who is blessed forever. Don't worship this creation. The time is coming where every sea turtle and every seal and every whale are all going to die at the end of this age. And I know of 40 million people that are going to say, any God that would let a whale die, I want no part of. Amen to that? Am I right or am I far-fetched? This is what happens when you worship the creation instead of the creator. It's idolatry. Bow the knee to Almighty God. Everything's coming to an end at this time, including everything in the sea. I mean, I love a porpoise as much as the next man. But you just got to bow the knee to Almighty God here. Worship him. He is God, and he alone. It's a terrible time coming upon the earth. And don't kid yourself. You don't love a seal more than God does. You don't love anything more than God does. He is perfect in love. He's even better than you. He's even better than you. I'd be careful to cast the bony finger at God and declare him unrighteous according to your standards. Don't do that. You won't win that battle against God according to your standards. Third trumpet, verse 10. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. All right, third trumpet is a third of the fresh waters now is damaged or destroyed. Now get this. This one's got a proper name. It says the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Now, I know many of you know the answer to this because I've been teaching this for years. In the Russian Bible, going back 1,400 years, guess what the Russian name for wormwood is? The word is Chernobyl. That's why a lot of people think we're living in this time right now. I don't. I think you have to spiritualize too many things to come to that. But hey, I mean, look around. I mean, here's prophesy from 2,000 years ago, warning for Chernobyl. And I've seen places, we've seen on the news, places like, what's that place up there in Siberia where that hole came out? The end of the world, Siberia, it's called. These holes, these gateways that go down into the abyss are opening up around the world. Funny, too, that this star has a proper name. The word Chernobyl, the word in Greek is absinthos, where that bitter, bitter, bitter plant and terrible drink, absinthe, comes from. It's a medical plant, I think. Absinthe. Fourth trumpet, verse 12. Then a fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels that are about to sound." Yikes. Repeats it three times. Anytime you see a name repeated in the Bible, it's always to bring your attention to it. Whether it's Jesus saying, "Martha, Martha, you're worried about many things." Or God pronouncing a curse back in the Old Testament. He says, "Oh, earth, earth, earth." Here you got three times, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa to everyone that's on the earth that's going to see this next thing coming up." Chapter 9, verse 1, the fifth angel then sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. Now, to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So naturally, in our symbolism now, star is a person or an angel, right? It calls him. Do you see that? Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit. All right, so get that. Star means, in our symbolism in this book, star means angel. Now, with your newfound knowledge here, listen to this as we get just a little bit further here to Revelation chapter 12. Let me read this verse to you, where it says, "Now a great dragon appeared in heaven." Dragon is who? The devil, Satan. "A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor, in pain, to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars out of heaven and cast them to the ground." Meaning what? Right, this is where we get our understanding from this. A third of all the angels. Remember, we read in Hebrews, there's an innumerable number of angels. According to this text, we believe a third of all the angels are evil and followed Satan in his fall. Okay. Verse 2. All right, so this star, like I said, he's a person. Verse 2. He opened the bottomless pit. Smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke from the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth. And to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men that do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And who has the seal of God on them? Jews, 144,000 of them. We looked at it. He so specifically wants you to know this is Jews. He tells you how many from each tribe are marked. Because the door's shut on the Gentiles already. He's dealing with Jews here. 144,000. Whether literal or symbolic, I don't know. But being Jews is not symbolic. Now, they were not given back to these hideous things. Verse 5. They were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, yet death will flee from them. Death will elude them. Reminds me of this old horror movie I remember from a kid. Lon Chaney was in it. It was called The Indestructible Man, where he died and then some mad scientist brought him back to life. And he couldn't die. And he kept trying to kill himself and he wouldn't die. Stabbed himself, jumped off bridges or whatever. The man couldn't die. And apparently, this is the laws of nature are going to be changed here. It says death is going to elude everyone. It says that people, in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, but death, my translation says, death will elude them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns or something like gold. Their faces were like the faces of men. Verse 8. They had hair like women's hair. Their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running to battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power to hurt men was for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Both of those words mean destroyer. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Now we'll stop here for the day. After this fifth trumpet judgment. Next Sunday, we'll go to the Euphrates River and we'll listen as God gives the command to loose the demons. There's been four demons bound under the river of this river Euphrates since time everlasting. They've been bound there waiting for this day for God to say, let them loose. So again, I encourage you, don't go swimming in the Euphrates River this week. Please. It's bad enough seeing sharks out here. Who wants to go swimming in the Euphrates River? What matters most is this. If you're a Gentile at this point, it's too late for you. For now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. For as the Bible says, the time is coming soon where God's house will be full and he will shut the door just like he's promised in his word. But my question is, have you received Jesus yet? Will you escape this hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world? Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you today. We thank you for the promise that for all those who persevere to the end, you'll keep them from the hour of trial that's going to come upon the whole world to test those that dwell on the earth. Lord, we pray for those that are going to hear this message here this week, starting today on the podcast. Lord, we pray you'd move in people's hearts to receive Jesus Christ today as their Lord and Savior. And for those that do hear this right now, it's written in the Word of God, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And you can't say that without help, without the Lord intervening and making Jesus real to you. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, the Bible says. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And if you will pray this prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. I turn and repent of the sins that I've committed, and I receive you today. Please, Lord, write my name in the book of life. Please deliver me from evil. Save me from all of this, all of these trials that's coming upon the world. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Darkness.